Hey friend, welcome to the Grief to Great Day podcast. Do you feel like you're going crazy? Is the shower the only place for you to really cry? Are you surrounded by people, but you still feel all alone? Do you want to be the you were before your loved one died, but you have no idea how to get there? I'm Steph Cabanis, Southern by choice, wife, turtle triathlete, Jesus follower, and fellow traveler in the journey of grief. I too struggled to breathe, questioned God and my faith, and thought I would never be happy again. But God took my brokenness and He turned it into a breakthrough. So if you're ready to understand how to navigate grief, lean into your faith, and take just one step towards healing, then bring your ugly cry, get into a comfortable place, even if that's your bed right now, and let the healing begin. Girl, there's hope for your future. Come on in the house and join me on that couch. I'm Steph, and this is Grief to Great Day. Thank you for being here. I know this is a podcast you did not want to have to search for, but I hope you always feel welcomed and heard through these episodes. Grief to Great Day is downloaded in over 100 different countries in almost all the continents. This should tell you that you're not alone as you walk out the hardest journey of your life. And it tells me that there's a need to talk about grief from a Christian perspective. If you're listening for the first time and you wonder who Monica is, well, she's the reason that Grief to Great Day exists. She died within 6 months of being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, but her faith journey changed my life. It changed me. Her story could change you too. So if you want to learn more about dying to be healed, the book I wrote about her crazy faith and undeniable fortitude, go to my website, grief2greatday.com, and click on the book tab. In this podcast, we talk about understanding grief. Like, it's not just about being sad. We talk about how to get through the day when you got nothing left and how to grow your faith, even if you don't want to talk to God right now. So if you're just starting your journey, please know that life will change. It won't always hurt like this. It's important for you to grab a hold of that. So I'll say it again. Your life will change and it won't always hurt like this. This is not to say that you'll stop missing your loved one, because you won't. But you will be able to breathe, to laugh, and to live again. Today, we're continuing the conversation on using dependence on God to achieve what seems impossible. And when we do that, that makes us an overcomer. And I'm going to tell you how you can join me in my health journey. If you're wondering why I would think you would care about health right now when you're just trying to get through the day, well, it's because I've learned in my grief journey things that could really help you in yours. This is not about you running a marathon, but understanding that grief and health are not sprints. It's about you showing up for yourself. It's about you pushing through the who cares and I can'ts of grief. And there are many times you'll feel that way, so that you can build a healthy physical, emotional, and spiritual foundation for the life you still have to live. Don't settle for watching life go by. Don't think that you don't still have a life, because you have a gift, you have a purpose, and you are here for more. In 2019, I had emergent surgery to have my gallbladder removed. And as the anesthesiologist was talking to me, she confirmed that, I think I was like 53 years old, she confirmed that I was on no medications. When I told her that was correct, she said, "Wow, you're healthy." Y'all, I had to laugh out loud. I told her that I hardly thought having a gallbladder removal would qualify me as healthy. Then last year, I was sick more times than I have ever been in my life, with COVID and other illnesses, including upper respiratory infections and gut issues, and they took so much longer to get over. And I think you can hear that I still have a cold. It's like this monthly upper respiratory thing. So this tells me that my immune system is not firing on all cylinders. Therefore, it's time to commit to doing the hard things. And ironically, it's going to be similar to how I went through grief. The biggest similarity is that both are processes that do not have a real finish line. Both take patience, grace, work, and time. I'm going to have to be okay with setbacks and frustrations, and I'll have to do the hard things when I don't want to, when I don't care about it, or when I don't feel like it. And for me now, how do I do the work of the kingdom, share God's love and light, if I'm sick all the time? For you, in grief, how do you show God's presence in your life if you can't get out of the bed? Please understand that I am in no way diminishing what you're dealing with right now. I know that grief can be paralyzing and overwhelming physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But I also know that over time, little by little, step by step, there should be progress. You do not want to always give in, because that will leave you stuck and in a pit of despair that's harder to come out of. Don't diminish that fact. I feel this current health journey of mine should not have stopped because of grief. And that's hindsight, of course. That's why it's important for you to hear me now. Getting healthy, eating well, and staying active will help you so much in grief. God made our bodies amazing, and He made them to move. Not to mention that exercise is as effective, and hear me on this, is as effective as Prozac for depression. Movement is medicine, and that's a win-win. You will feel better, and you won't have to depend on meds. Minus 4 years of my entire life, I've never been able to sustain my health and fitness over time. So that equals about 53 years of struggling. And I allowed grief to diminish the need to be healthy for years. My friend Ayako said it was interesting to her that I was able to overcome so much and succeed in most everything but my fitness journey. And don't forget, another little irony here, I have a master's in exercise physiology. Yeah, that's crazy. I know what to do. And, you know, listening to this podcast, you know a lot of what to do in your grief journey. It's not always about our knowledge. It's more about the action we take with our knowledge. This renewed health journey for me is also to honor what Monica and I were never able to do. It is the last thing that changed for me in grief that I have not been able to complete, or, better word, overcome. So what I'm asking you to do is to begin your health journey, yes, even now in grief, with me. I am not asking you to train for an Ironman. I'm asking you to move your body, to get outside, feel the sunshine, and start thinking about what that means to you. First thing you have to do is think bigger than your present situation. Because of weak muscles and 8 years of continuous injuries, I haven't been able to run. So my goal of completing a half Ironman cannot be based on my current situation. I won't sign up for a race until I can run, but my goal remains what has always eluded me, or I've allowed to elude me, what I have looked at as impossible. In grief, you can't have a goal of life being normal right now. But you can take steps, pray, read, and rise today. I wish I hadn't expected so much of myself in grief. You know, thoughts like, I need to walk 2 miles every day. Because honestly, at that point, just getting outside would have been something and would have been enough. That's what I do expect of you, though. Something each and every day. You can do this. And if it feels impossible, you're in the right place, number one, but remember, you're not doing this in your own strength, or you don't have to. If your world is completely upside down now, and you're dealing with a tremendous number of issues, you don't have to participate, and there is no judgment from me. But think about this. Are you physically able to do something healthy each day? Can you drink more water? Can you eat more vegetables? Can you eat a vegetable? Can you get some sunshine on your face? Can you share a bee pod or walk to the mailbox? And for you new listeners, a bee pod is the best part of your day. If you answered yes to even one of those, then you can participate, and I want you to. I'm sharing this again because I want to give you hope that what you're going through right now, this crushing thing called grief, will not be your life if you are patient and willing to do the work. And if you desire a meaningful life with joy and purpose, then you're going to have to stay close to God, whatever that looks like right now. I faced many situations that I have called impossible, yet God brought me through, and He brought me through stronger and better. However, if I hadn't surrendered to Him, to His plan for my life, then I would have come through weaker and bitter, and maybe not come through at all. This is a choice you have to make on a daily basis, because it is in the daily grind that progress is made. You did not walk before you crawled, and you didn't run before you walked. Your health is more important right now because grief is so physically taxing. Maybe you've put health on hold, but you know down deep that you need to do something. Well, this could be your something. Exercise, whatever it is you like to do. It could be walking, riding a bike, swimming, whatever. It will help your mind. It will build stamina, and it's going to give you confidence that you are able to do the hard things. Maybe this idea is just totally angering you right now, but there's something that's ringing true in my words, because it would be nice to feel even just a little better. So keep listening. Beginning in May, I'm going to have a monthly episode or an update for you on my progress, and I want to highlight yours as well. In this separate episode on health each month, I want to share what you're doing. I want to share it on the podcast. I want to share it in the private Facebook group. See, when you do the hard things, you inspire others to do the same. I know a lot of you have shared that you want to feel like you're able to help others, even now in grief, which is awesome. And this is an opportunity to do that. Sometimes we need a little motivation and accountability. So prizes, of course, will be given, and challenges will be posted in the Grief Group for Christian Women private Facebook group. And your participation is going to help me do what has thus far in my life been impossible, or seemed impossible. Honestly, it's still funny to me that I'm throwing this out there, like, to all of you, because I'm sharing it with you to keep me accountable. I will compete in a half Ironman triathlon by the end of 2025. See, here's a great example of applying what I learned in grief to this goal. The old me wants to just sign up this year, but I'm not ready. I'm taking small, consistent, and sustainable steps, just as you are in grief. And this year, I'm reclaiming my health, building strength, and forming sustainable habits, just like you can now in grief. Three important things for you to remember for our adventure. Yes, our adventure. Number one, let go of the outcome. You do you, boo. Basically, it's time to act on what you're learning here. Do not marry yourself to some arbitrary finish line. Just allow God to guide and shift the process. You don't know what's going to come out of this grief journey. I sure didn't. My health goal is a half Ironman, but this year I have to build a foundation. And in that building, God may shift my desires, my goals, and my destination. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? God may shift your destination as you walk through grief, and you got to be okay with that. This is one of those places I need to put more focus on, because when I set a goal, I want to achieve it. And in grief, I wanted to achieve a tearless painless day without walking through the daily drudgery. I think I like that word better than the grind because it's how it feels. So are you going to allow God to handle the outcome? If you do, the rest of your journey will be a lot less heavy. Number two, don't let people shoot on you and don't shoot on yourself. I should be further in my journey, or well-meaning advice from other people. You should do this and you'll feel better. Look, this is your journey. If being around someone is exhausting you, then just limit your time with them. Do not compare where you are to those who are further along. There's no skipping the hard parts. We all have to walk through them. Number three, don't resent the daily drudgery. Instead, embrace the fact that it's the small, which are doable, steps of each day that will build over time until you look back and say, wow, I don't know how that happened. I don't know how I got here. Just be grateful for the little things, the things you still have. Spend more time focused on those than on the things you have lost. Now, in the beginning, this is hard and a lot of work. But to recap, let go of the outcome. You do you, boo. Give God the outcome. You do the work. Let him script the outcome. Don't let other people shoot on you and don't shoot on yourself. Number three, don't resent the daily grind or the daily drudgery. Now, whatever you're feeling right now, don't miss this opportunity to overcome. Again, I'm not diminishing what you're going through, but I'm trying to illuminate what God can do in your life. The word of the week is, and why I know you can, and I can, do the hard things. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Your journey works, or the work of your journey, is to join that Facebook group. We're celebrating over 50,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you. Thank y'all very much, which is something I would have said was impossible, but it happened not because of me, but because of God. The Facebook group is also where we'll be holding those monthly challenges and prizes around your overcoming. For me, it's physical health. For you, it may be just getting outside. You will feel welcomed and supported in a way that other people who haven't been through this cannot. And we're always, always going to point you to the great physician and the true healer. You can find the link in the Grief to Great Day website or in the show notes. For all things Grief to Great Day, go to the website, grief2greatday.com. There's a workshop. There's a free seminar. There's all kinds of resources, including all the back podcast episodes. Also, remember to check out Coffee and Kathy, which is a weekly devotional on Thursdays on the Grief to Great Day podcast. If you don't have a church home, visit my church, opendoorchurch.com. Links to everything you need are in the show notes. Look, you're not alone. You're not alone in your grief walk. This is not your forever, and God has plans for you. So let's start pushing a little bit beyond our comfort level. Keep coming back to the house. Keep sitting on the couch and keep taking steps towards your healing. Thank you for being here today, for showing up. If this podcast has given you hope, encouragement, or helped you in any way, share it with a friend, either in a text or on your social platforms. Also, please subscribe, rate, and leave a written review on iTunes. It's a huge blessing for me to know that you're out there. Lastly, and this is important, you are not alone. Connect with me on the Grief to Great Day website, the link is below, and sign up for our free newsletters. I want to be able to pray for you by name. Remember, grief isn't something you're going to get over, but a great day is something you can get to.